It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. As you may know, we are nearing the end of 37 years of Money Talk programs. Money Talk will end on July 12. And people ask, why are you quitting now? Here's a semi-philosophical answer. Sometimes you just know. You just know. I just turned 74 and I just know it is time to get off this tiny stage. Here's a practical answer. My wife and I spend a lot of time abroad these days. She continues to direct our investment business and deal with our wonderful clients, but I'm older by far than she is, and I have had bypass surgery and now have got, count them, 27 stents in my coronary blood vessels. So while she comes back and forth to our foreign locations because she's working, I tend to stay abroad for extended periods and soak up all that luxury. Whoa. This makes the writing and the recording of Money Talk a challenge at times. Here's another question. Will I continue to write my newspaper column? Yes, I will. I will for as long as I can. I became a newspaper columnist in 1964. It's difficult to break the habit. 52 years a columnist. Damn, I feel old. Not really. Question. Where did some of my views come from? Well, I was fortunate to enjoy a pretty broad spectrum of experiences over the years. I lived in big cities, in suburbs, in wonderful small towns, in slums, on farms, in factories, in my father's village grocery, in my family's tavern, in the U.S. Navy as an enlisted man, as an executive in Fortune 500 companies, in tiny companies. I've been lucky to live in New Zealand, Antarctica, the Caribbean, and lately in Britain and in France. I lived under socialism and, of course, under capitalism. And all of this has helped shape my views, of course, just as your experiences have shaped yours. Someone, maybe it was Andy Mame, said that life is a banquet and some poor folks are starving. Well, to me, life has been a smorgasbord, a real banquet, a table laden with countless offerings, and lucky me that I've been allowed to sample and to savor so much. This is Tom, as in Morgan.